What's up, everybody? Ben Razumakajewski here for AwesomeO.com, and we are back with more college football betting picks presented by MGM. Matt, it has been a great start to the college football season. We're excited to keep it rolling, and we are certainly excited for our friends at BetMGM to continue their big-time promos, and they still have their risk-free bet up to $1,000 offer out there. All you have to do, sign up using the promo code AwesomeO, make a deposit, and place your first wager. If the bet happens to lose, you'll receive the amount of your wager back in free bets. Register now, go all in on the action with the King of Sportsbook. Terms and conditions apply. It's been good, Matt. We're going to keep it rolling here in week two.
I'm really excited. We've had a lot of success outside of the Ohio State push against Minnesota last week, but overall it was a fantastic week. Only lost one bet overall in LSU, and I'm excited for week two to get here.
So we're going to dive right into it now. I know you've got a couple bets you really like. I have a couple that I really like. You just mentioned the push with Ohio State. I'm going to ask you about that right off the bat. They now are at home in the shoe. Oregon comes to town. They didn't look great against Fresno State. The line is sitting 14 and a half. What do you see with this Buckeyes team in their first home game?
Their first home game, I mean, I'm happy they're going back home. Minnesota gave him a scare, and it was a really poor coaching performance on Ryan Day's part. You and I talked last week that we thought the best approach, if Stroud struggled at all, was to just take the air out of the ball and crush this team on the ground, which they very much should have. They had 201 rushing yards on just 26 attempts. For your reference, Minnesota had two more rushing yards, 203, but it took them 50 attempts to get there. So this Ohio State team was having a ton of success on the ground. They decided to get away from it, put the ball in Stroud's hand. In the first half, that was a disaster. Luckily, he hit some wide open throws and actually put together some efficiency in the second half, but kind of concerned with Day and his approach overall, trying to make Stroud into Justin Fields, Dwayne Haskins, and he just clearly wasn't in his first game as the clear starter. So I'm not sure what to make of this Ohio State team moving forward, but you know, you could say the same thing about Oregon after a poor performance against Fresno in week one.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I like the over in the game. That's my favorite bet, over 64. I think that Ohio State will put up a bunch of points. Oregon, you know, I don't think they're the best team in the country by any stretch, but they do have Brown at quarterback. They've got some weapons, got some skill position players. That's where I'm going to go to get this card started. But I want to ask you, and I want to kind of throw a bet out there, in Kentucky and Missouri. I know it's not a bet that everybody's saying, oh, I can't wait to watch the Kentucky and Missouri game, but Kentucky is at home. They are a 5-point favorite. They blew out Louisiana Monroe. That doesn't mean much. Missouri got past Central Michigan, but this is a team with Will Levis, your boy Wandell on the outside. Certainly want to run the ball. The offense looks a little more dynamic. They're at home. They didn't show much. I think we're going to see a big discrepancy of where these teams finish in the SEC. I think Kentucky will control both sides of the line of scrimmage. We'll get the running game going. I'm going to lay the points with the Wildcats here. Are you going to join me? I know that you love Wandale. He got a little banged up, but I assume that he's going to be all right.
It looks like he should be fine. I think they just brought him out of the game to preserve him. They didn't actually have to worry about Louisiana Monroe. So that game was out of hand pretty much from the start of the second half. Wandale caught five balls for 125 yards and two scores, which was fantastic. We saw Will Levis perform really well. He completed well over 50% of his passes, 367 yards, four scores. And this offense should be a little bit different. They changed OCs this offseason, and their new offensive coordinator, Liam Cohn, is ties to like the Rams offense, the Los Angeles Rams, that is, where he coached receivers and quarterbacks. So ties to Sean McVay. We're expecting this offense to be a little pass heavier, a little more up-tempo. They didn't necessarily need to show that against Louisiana Monroe. Then you look at Missouri on the other side. Again, they didn't really have any sort of competition in their first game, but they lost some players on defense in particular, which I think stands out here. They're only returning six starters on defense. And like you mentioned, this is a spot where we could look to the offensive line for Kentucky just controlling the ball overall, giving Will Levis a lot of pass protection, and in the run game, just dominating Missouri up front.
Yeah, that's one. Like I said, I'm going to lay the points there. All right, we've got that. We talked a little about the big game in Ohio State, Oregon. The other, you know, one of the bigger games we've got, Texas, credit to you and credit to the Longhorns. They did get past Louisiana pretty easily last week. I thought that'd be a closer game. You did not, and you were spot on. They get an Arkansas team that miracle covered for me. That was my favorite bet of the week last week. They got a couple late touchdowns to make that score look respectable. It really was a close game against Rice. It didn't instill a lot of confidence. Arkansas is at home here. Obviously, this is a former big-time rivalry, you know, back in the day. 7-point underdogs at home for Arkansas. Do you have a lean in this former rivalry game?
I like Texas in the game, but I think the better bet is actually looking towards the over, which is coming down a little bit shocking to me, because, you know, you have a Steve Sarkisian offense, which tends to be fairly pass heavy, fairly up tempo. And on the other side, a Kendall Briles offense, which is the exact same. You have two teams that can score the ball. Texas showed that in their first game. Again, it was against Louisiana, but that's a fairly good team in the Sun Belt, a strong defense overall. And we saw Bijan Robinson over 100 yards pretty easily. Jordan Whittington over 100 yards. Bijan even added 73 receiving. Hudson Card played well, completed about 67% of his passes. Nothing crazy to write home about, but again, a solid, efficient performance from a new starter early in his career. And we didn't even need to see Hudson Card's dual threat ability. He actually finished with -1 cumulative rushing yards, and we know Card is going to be a fantastic dual threat. On the other side, when you have Arkansas, again, they struggled against Rice in the first half, but they just downright rolled them in the second half, which I think is positive. You have strong receiving option, Treylon Burks, Treylon Smith at running back. And again, they should be fairly up-tempo and pass heavy. And I think they'll be able to put up some points on Texas.
Yeah, it was KJ Jefferson's got to be a little better for Arkansas to steal this game. There's no doubt. But I do think they will put up points. You mentioned Kendall Briles, the OC. They want to play fast. Another thing, I think it's a small factor, but Arkansas had several players ejected for targeting. Some of them were ejected in the first half, so they're back. But Bumper Poole, who's one of their better players, I believe he misses the first half of this game. That's just another pain point for them, because this Texas team is very, very prolific offensively. Don't have a position on the spread, but I'm with you. I'm going to jump on the over with you. I think both teams will be able to move the ball, Texas in particular. So I'm with you there. But before we go, I think one of our biggest edges, what we've been doing on Betting You, which you can check out every single week on our podcast feeds, anywhere you get podcasts, Betting You, we break down all the games for the week, our favorite bets. This is just a small taste. One of the things we've really done well early in the season, finding these under the radar type games, whether it's UTEP or Arkansas against Rice, things like that. Is there one of those games that kind of caught your eye for week two?
There is, and it's Utah taking on BYU. So in week one, you had Utah against FCS competition. Didn't really get to see anything from them, but you saw BYU taking on Arizona. And I know you and I both took Arizona as a dog. They covered that spread against BYU. Yep. Unlike most teams in college football this year, BYU's losing most of their starters, and they're coming at very important positions. We're talking about quarterback, their best receiver in Dax Milne, a ton of players in the offensive line, and then on defense as well. And to struggle with a team like Arizona, who's widely viewed as the worst team in the Pac-12, is kind of dooming moving forward. Conversely, on the Utah side, now they weren't playing against competition really in week one, but they're returning a lot of production. They have a strong transfer quarterback in Charlie Brewer, a very strong offensive line that's returning every starter. That includes 3 all-conference players. And we know what Utah does. They try to bully you up front and run the ball. They should have no problem whatsoever against BYU doing that. And then on defense, they're also returning 5 all-conference players to some degree. So I think they'll be able to stop BYU, that again struggled with Arizona.
Yeah, you mentioned the Baylor transfer at QB, dominant front. That's what Utah does. They've had several guys the past couple years that come off the board early in the NFL draft, and I think that's going to be a trend that continues. So they didn't look the crispest against Weber State, but I don't think anybody really cares. They got the job done. I expect a good effort, and I think BYU is on my short list of teams to kind of short the entire year. I don't think they're a really solid team. They play a tough schedule. This is one of the opportunities to do just that. So a couple bets up, a couple bets down. We have done it again. Thanks to BetMGM, and stay tuned for even more college football content here at awesomeo.com.